to Understanding Emotion series. I'm Crystal Hughes. We're going to be entering into the study of emotions over the next weeks and few months here. So I'm looking forward to really delving into each emotion with you in terms of what it does and what gifts it brings you and how you can work with it. And I think as I ask that question, what are your emotions telling you to do? It's kind of an awkward, strange question, but when you really get into the thick of it and you recognize that it is an energy, emotions are energy that really have this special way of sending you a communication from your higher self. It opens a whole new reality, and it becomes very simple once you know that. And so as we go into the space of understanding and recognizing, today we're not going to go too far into the specifics of each emotion, because each future call that we have in this series is going to take it step by step by step. And so today I wanted to do an overview and have you begin to consider that you can look at emotions in a new way. You're not dealing with them. You're not having to put up with them. You're not having to repress them or suppress them. You see? So it's about you recognizing the power and the energy that is moving through you. So when you know the secrets to what their expression is to you, then you can begin using that energy. And it is your clear guidance. Okay? So we want to know, where do the emotions live? How do emotions show up in our reality? What's the goal of an emotion? What creates an emotional response? And what the gifts are? So I'm going to take you on a little journey of understanding your energetic system and makeup. Some of you already know how it works, and others are just coming on board. And so I'm going to do a little overview about what happens, taking you through that moment where an event happens and you're triggered. What happens energetically? Where are those emotions living? How do they just show up all of a sudden in your reality? But I'd like to start with a poem. And this poem is from The Essential Rumi, translated by Coleman Barks. And it's one of my favorite books as far as poetry goes. And Rumi was a 13th century Persian poet. And Rumi invites us to meet our emotions and to actually imagine them meeting us at the door and inviting them in. Okay? And Rumi would see the emotions as these guides from beyond. And so this whole series is based upon that perspective. And it allows us to open up to gifts. It allows us to be in emotional awareness. It allows us to thrive. So I'm going to read The Guest House by Rumi. He says, "This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you for some new delight. The dark thoughts, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond." The expression of Rumi in being able to capture that each one really is a gift for us. And as we are in our human nature, We do this thing where we try to separate things into categories, right? Now, emotions are usually labeled. And I just want to just touch briefly on this, because when we label emotions, we label them and we categorize them usually as either positive or negative, right? We see them as either something that is good for our society and pro-social, we're allowed to bring that up, we're allowed to express that emotion, or it's antisocial, we're not allowed and it's not appropriate. And so what happens is that we're putting an importance on the energy and we're allowing it to either be in our presence or we're categorizing it and it's not allowed in. And in fact, we get uncomfortable when other people might bring that energy into the space. And so we call this balancing. We're balancing when we separate things into specific categories, and we know that that's what people do with emotions. It's human nature. But here's the issue with that. If you believe that emotions are positive or negative, you're going to tend to focus on those that are just positive ones, right? We only want to have those in our lives, and we're going to avoid those allegedly negative ones, right? Which doesn't allow us to develop this full range of emotional skill set, the fullest expression of ourselves, the fullest expression of our divinity. So you might be able to work skillfully with these emotions that you identify as positive. But then what happens is you're not too good at dealing with the emotions that you identify as negatives. And sometimes you will actually suppress them. You're gonna kind of typecast them, right? And you're going to put them in some space back there, in the closet, in your basement, in your energetic basement. You don't want to look at those. And also, you're going to get a sense of, well, it doesn't look good to others if I'm expressing those. So there's where the personas come in, and they try to manage the emotions and only project that which is acceptable or that which is good. When you're doing that, you're not in your authenticity, right? But I just have to say, with a little caveat, we're not talking about exploding on someone, right? Our anger, which really our anger is about setting healthy boundaries. And so what we do is we also harbor emotional energies versus honoring the emotions, okay? And so in this series, I'm going to be speaking about coming from the emotions and what that means, rather than speaking to the emotional energy and sharing in that way. I'm going to be discussing how to flow with emotions and specifically flow the emotional energy through your energetic makeup and the fluctuations that happen, these nuances that occur, and also how we tend to bundle up emotional energy as an experience. So it's not just a solo emotion that we're feeling. Sometimes we have a whole bundle. We might feel fear and anger and shame at the same time. How do we deal with that? How do we embrace that? And so many times we're put in a situation where emotions are unexpected, right? They just suddenly arise. Sometimes, you know, especially with anger, we get heated. The energy rises up in our being. With anxiety, our hearts starts beating faster. And we end up having all of the blood just rush to our heads, right? Sometimes we get so nervous, especially like with public speaking or things like that, where we close down, we shut down. And so again, we want to understand where emotions live and why do they arise and how do they show up in our reality suddenly. So I want to just share a little bit about the energetic anatomy. And after we do that, we're going to go through a grounding process. We're going to connect in and we're going to just have you begin to understand how to tune in to your emotional body, where it is, and how you can begin to transmute emotions, how you can begin to really play with your emotions and come into forming a beautiful relationship with them, okay? So emotions are not found in your body. Emotions are found in your energetic body, your aura. Now, we know that energy moves through your entire nervous system, right? There's these little neurons that fire off. But I want you to just think about this. It's the same way with beliefs. If you have a belief, if you have a perspective and you're sharing that with me, it's not as if I could go into your brain and I can open up your brain and I can see written out all the beliefs that you have. It's not that I can go in and open your brain and see and recognize all the emotions that go along with those beliefs. It's not as if I can go in and I can see all the images and the memories and the pictures that you've held and recognize what the belief was that you created from that and what the emotion is that you attach to that. So it doesn't reside in your brain. We're not talking about that's the place where your emotions reside. What we're looking at is we're looking at your energetic makeup and what happens to you energetically and how you are created. And it's good for you to know how you're created, yes, so that you have a greater understanding of you and you're in more control and you're in more power and you're in a place of choice. So here's how it works. We each have an energetic, beautiful housing around us. And this energetic housing is an aura. It's the aura around us. It's an electromagnetic field. And it's made up of 7 energetic bodies. I'm not going to go into all of them, but it's made up of 7 energetic bodies. And one of those energy bodies is the emotional body. And the emotional body resides right next to the physical and etheric body. So it's very close to your physical body. And in between your mental body. So as it is that you have your physical body. And then just a couple inches out from that, you have the expansion of that physical body, which we call the etheric. And just beyond that is the emotional, and just beyond that is your mental. And all of them, you see, are interconnected and related. But how do you actually get the translation into your being as far as energy? How does it connect in? Well, we also have what's known as the chakra system. And the chakra system are these little spinning wheels that draw in universal life force energy from our immediate environment. And when you recognize that you are this dynamic energetic being, you want to pay attention. You want to pay attention to your chakras. Because they have a message for you. They're communicating to you based upon the interpretation of the energy in your environment. So how beautiful that is that you're this intuitive being. And we want to make sure that you're intuiting properly, right? But what happens is we're not trained in the energetics of us. So what we're trained in is it's proper to do this and it's improper to do that. Don't speak until you're spoken to. You're not allowed to express emotions that are inappropriate in this setting. And we begin learning as we grow up to take notes, because if we don't take notes, we get in trouble. But really what's happening as an energetic being is that an event occurs, and the energy of that event is palpable to us on some level. It's the subtle level beyond our five senses. So what we do is we take a snapshot of that event. And what we then do is we create a story or a belief around it. So we've got the snapshot, which is a memory, and then we have this belief around it. And then we attach emotion to that. And guess where all of that resides? It resides in our energetic housing, just like a home. You have walls on your home, and you put up pictures. And those pictures are either inspirational for you, or they might be connected to a certain time where you look at that photo and you're reminiscing and it brings up those emotions. Well, why does it bring up the emotions? It brings up the emotions because there's that emotional attachment to it. So let's just say that you have this experience where you walk into the room and there's two people arguing. What's going to happen is you're going to feel the energy first, and you're going to feel the anger. You're going to feel the tension. You're going to feel the anxiety. And your chakras are spinning, and they're like these little fan blades, and they're pulling in that universal energy force. But just like a regular fan in your home, it's always spinning, and you end up seeing that there's residue. It's the result of the dust in the air that gets clogged in that fan and on the fan blades. It's the same thing that happens with us energetically. The emotional energy in the space is like the dust in the air that we can't see. We can't see the evidence of dust in the air until we see it on the fan blades. Well, energetically, the little spinning chakras are like our fans, and the emotional energy clogs them up, just like the dust would clog up a fan. And so those who can see energy could peer into your chakras, your unique energetic system and your chakras, and see what emotion is there blocking you in a certain area where you are not able to spin that fan blades, those fan blades, and draw in universal energy force. And also, if you have extra sensory gifts like clairvoyance, you could even get images, the very images of that person's memories that were attached to the emotion. And you could even discover what the belief is that was created in that very event. And so you know the experience of things that have happened in the past, and you take that snapshot and you have that emotional energy around it. And for me, one of those moments was actually being bitten by a dog. And so, of course, I identified and associated with dogs that they're not safe. I had another experience with a horse, being thrown off a horse at a very young age when I was about 8 years old. And so I had to undo the emotional energy of fear around horses, and I'm still working on that to this day. You know, I've ridden horses now, but it's not as if I would just go and jump on a horse and take off and feel really free and happy, you know, riding through the fields, right? So what you're going to find is that this is a key where you recognize where emotions live, how to identify them. They're showing up in your reality for many reasons. One is that they have their own language, and it's specific. Each emotion has a specific message. So again, if I were walking into the room and suddenly I felt the experience of anger, then what I would know is that I have to make an evaluation of the space. Someone must be treading over my healthy boundary, because I know that anger is telling me, watch out, you need to reset your boundary. Or for other people, someone has violated their boundaries. That's why anger is triggered. So that's just an example. The goal of an emotion is to actually present you with more understanding of what action you need to take. So if I feel anger, then I know, oh, I need to check my boundaries. Why did I get so angry when she made that comment about what I was wearing? Why did I get so angry when he didn't follow through with what he said he was going to follow through on? Maybe I need to set a healthier boundary. And so we begin to look at some people in the world at large, you know, as we're talking about what's going on in our world. They get really angry about the wars going on and what's happening. And if you were to have a conversation with me about how animals were treated, I'm sure anger would come up. Why would anger come up and rise up within me? Because I recognize that those little babies, animals, can't set a healthy boundary for themselves. And humans sometimes violate their boundaries and violate them. And so anger would be a natural and normal thing to arise within my being. But again, I get to choose how I want to handle the advice of the anger. Am I going to take part in volunteering and supporting somehow? Or am I going to allow that anger to consume me and be enraged? Do you see? And so fear, anger, sadness, all of these emotions are there for you to give you a message, and you come into a place of greater awareness. It also gives you such clarity about when you get really good with emotions and you get really good at interpreting the subtle energies. You begin to recognize if you want to set healthier boundaries with people who actually do hold a lot of anger or rage or frustration in their being. And so for us, as these electromagnetic beings that have this housing where we can either hold on to those emotions from past events, we can allow the energy to clog us up, to carry around heavy baggage with us, to keep it stored down and back, and to allow that to eventually overflow into our reality, to have the impact of the stored or suppressed or repressed emotional energies at some point in time affect us. It would be like the fan as it continues to pull in the dust from the air. Pretty soon, that little engine and the fan blades couldn't rotate. They would be so corroded. And that's what happens in our being. Sometimes we get overly corroded with the residue of emotional energy from events, from the past. And when we're not aware and we're not educated on what the language is, and we're instead trying to harbor them to protect ourselves, and, ooh, but that anger reminds me to not put up with that again. But that's not living in the present moment. It's not really living free. We want to flow the emotional energies through our being. Say, okay, great, thank you, anger. I got that message. Now I'm going to flow you and come full circle. I'm going to transmute you, and I'm going to use that energy in a new way. And that's the goal here. I want you to understand the emotional energies and what they're wanting to say to you. And I love this idea. This idea actually came that these emotions are unique messengers. And the messengers carry specific gifts for us. And so we find that there was this neuroscientist, Antonio Damasio, and he wrote this book, Self Comes to Mind, Constructing the Conscious Brain. And he talks about emotions as action-requiring neurological programs. And this helps us because we understand that if we look at them in the sense that, hey, we need to take a specific action. This emotion is saying, hey, there's some kind of neurology going on, this program that's running right now. And the emotional energy is working with that program, and it's trying to tell me something. And, ooh, I needed to take an action step right now. And that's where you start coming into that place of power. Okay, so I want you to be empowered. We're going to be going through each of the emotions on this journey. And I think there's a total of 8 emotions that we're going to be covering. And each week we're going to, you know, be able to learn a little bit more about how we can pay attention to how that emotion, that specific emotion shows up. And we know that we're going to be able to come into a place where we become acquainted with whatever emotion is present. And we get to be the individual true nature that we are, the true self. Because if we allow the stored emotions to deny us the expression of our true self, we're not going to realize our hopes and our dreams and our wishes, okay? And in fact, it might hinder our humor, and it might weaken us because emotional energy is, again, being trapped in our system, bring us down vibrationally, okay? And so we want to always be in that space of recognition that everything is divine, the emotions are divine. And when we interact with them, we're going to be able to be more authentic. We're going to be able to meet people and be the expression of our unique self. Okay, so I think I've done enough expressing and explaining and supporting in that way. Let's go ahead now and let's just get tuned in and anchored into our heart space and do some grounding. And then what I'd like to do is take some questions, okay? So it only takes a moment. One of the best places for you to be in a state of awareness of your emotions. So again, you're strong and you're a witness, is to be in what I call the state of stability. So let's go ahead and do that now. I'd like you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Use your inner eyes now. Come into your heart space. Bring your attention to your heart space. And I want you to imagine that your heart space is actually a place for you to relax, to restore your energies, to be in a place of awareness and a place of understanding. And so allow your heart to become a sanctuary, created as such. What does that sanctuary look like? Relaxing and settling down into your heart space. Align your heartbeat with the rhythm and the pulse of the universe. Draw all of your attention to the heartbeat and let it resonate. Your higher self knows how to do this. It's resonating with the pulse of the universe, and you're coming into a place of coherence. Coherence is a state of being that's in alignment with your higher self and with universal flow. Good. Now drawing awareness inside your body, bring all of your attention, all of your awareness from wherever it is, scattered about out there somewhere, and bring it down, down underneath your eyebrows. Imagine that you're down and under a ceiling right there. You can't go up above it. We don't want you jutting out or shooting out of your body. Bring it down behind your eyes as if you're just sitting down, looking out of your own eyes, but your eyes are closed right now. And imagine this tube of energy. You're just bringing your awareness into that space that goes from behind your eyes, in front of your spine, all the way down your torso. All your awareness is right inside of you. And now bring it down through your legs, through your knees, into your feet and toes. All of your energy is available to you now when your awareness is in your body. This is how you manage your awareness and your energy so you're not sideswiped, thrown off track, getting off path, getting distracted. Boom, all your energy and awareness is inside your body. And then you get to consciously choose where you want to put that. But also, key is that you get to witness what's going on inside and outside of your being, inside and outside of your energetic field. And that allows you to recognize the emotions and then to listen and take action. Okay, now I want you to ground your energy, connecting into the ball of light in the center of the earth. Send down a grounding cord. That grounding cord from the base root chakra goes into the earth like roots or a cord or an anchor or a beam of light. And I want you to connect it into this ball of light in the center of the earth. And imagine that ball of light is your recycling plant, because emotional energy, once you get the message of what it's wanting to bring to you, you can then consciously transmute it and turn that anger into happiness or joy or love or clarity, whatever it is that you're wanting to turn it into. Okay? Good. So being fully grounded now, I want you to tune in to your emotional body. And I want you to imagine that your emotional body is just a couple inches outside of your physical body. And you're going to just tune into your emotional body. And I want you to see your emotional body like a sky. And you're kind of tuning in to see what the sky looks like. Is it filled with big white puffy clouds? Is it filled with dark clouds? What's the weather like in your emotional body right now? If you're your own little weather system here, what are you fronting right now? What is the weather like in there? Is it stormy? Is it unpredictable? Or maybe it's clear blue skies. And so let's just imagine now that we could actually consciously, with our awareness, tune in to our emotional body and get a sense of what the primary emotion is that's wanting to be expressed right now. What's the primary emotion that's available, that's present there? Now, maybe if just before you got on this call, you had some unsettling news, or you know that there's something that you have to do that you really don't like, you might find that you're in this lower vibrational range. Anger, sadness, fear, guilt, grief, loss, frustration. Or maybe you're in a place of indifference. You don't feel one way or the other. Or maybe you actually have a very good disposition from the sense that you're feeling pretty peaceful, but it's almost like there's these scattered showers, like everything's going really good, but there's just something that isn't quite right for you. Like maybe you feel like you just, if you just knew your purpose work, or if you just called forth your companion, your beloved, to be with you. And so you're carrying around these little clouds that are almost filled with sadness. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and spin a vortex of energy around your emotional body. And that vortex is going counterclockwise around you. And I want you to just get the sense of your power and recognition of the emotional energy and what your emotional body is doing, the state of its being. And I want you to just now imagine putting that vortex and sending down any emotional energies that you'd like to transmute. Any doubt, any frustration or fear, fear of the unknown, fear that you're not going to experience the things you want to experience in this life, whatever it is, or even if you're just in emotional overwhelm and it seems like too much, let's just send down the emotional energies. Send it down. And so you can imagine and visualize this. If you imagine these thunderstorms, just let all that energy go. The clouds literally go down and into the ball of light, and all the energy is transmuted. Transmuting, and let's just bring in clear skies. Just bringing ourselves to that place where the sky, the blue sky, is just like a blank canvas. You're almost resetting your nervous system right now. Letting it all go, transmuting it now. And as you transmute it, you just imagine, visualize, or sense with your intention that it's all being shifted. It's literally being dissolved, burned up, transmuted. And now imagine a golden sun above your head. That golden sun, you're going to call forth all the purified, neutralized energies. Fill up the golden sun above your head. Fill it up all the way up. And now open your body to receiving all of that energy. Open your body up and receive all of that beautiful, fresh, new energy. Now, how I like to see it is as a golden liquid gel that's sparkling and shimmering. And I want you to know right now that you get to claim what you want that energy to be used for. Would you like that energy to now be love, clarity, truth, courage? Do you want it to be peace, serenity, confidence? Bliss. What are you needing? Let that energy come into your body and fill up your whole physical body, your cells, your muscles, your fibers of your being, the space between your being. And now let that overflow into your aura. Right into your energetic bodies. literally creating a beautiful bubble around you of this high vibrational energy. Now, some of you might see your emotional body now in a way that's beautiful for you, whether that's the sun shining or beautiful lit up white puffy clouds. Or maybe it's just clear, just blue. Whatever it is for you, allow yourself to be in that space choosing. Good. Okay. All right. So I hope that you really enjoyed that part of our session here today. Now we're going to actually do some energetic clearing work. We're going to take some questions, star 2 to raise your hand if you want the possibility to work with me. And if you want to have your question answered, please know that you can ask that question as well on the webcast. And so there's a little cue box right there. Put your question in there and just make it a brief question. Looks like we have some questions here right now. Good. Excellent. Okay. And Chris from Paris says, that was awesome, Crystal. Well, you're welcome. And then Colleen says, blessings, beautiful community, and our wonderful community of hearts. Could you do a reading as to what emotion is primarily trying to communicate to me and why? I've been on overwhelm with so many feelings during the super full moon. Thank you so much, Colleen. Yes, this super full moon. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Now, we have super full moons throughout the year, but this is actually the one that is closest to us. It's going to be closely interacting. Now, Colleen, specifically for you, as I tune in with your higher self, there's a mixture, okay? And the mixture is anxiety and frustration, all right? And so as we tune in and we begin to recognize that it's in your power center. So remember, if you start to get this sense that each of these emotions has a special message for you, imagine how you can take the clues of your chakra system. If you understand the chakra system, the stomach is the power center. And the stomach, as the power center, has anxiety and frustration in it, okay? And so what you're feeling as that feeling of overwhelm is really with the sense of frustration and anxiety. And so if you look at anxiety is really driving you to achieve, okay? And so what you're recognizing is it's saying there's something that's required of you in the moment, okay? It actually, anxiety motivates you to move forward, to complete on your goals and to achieve something that you've been wanting to achieve, okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to use that anxiety and you're going to let it move you into action to actually completing on some goal, okay? Now, the frustration might be present there because maybe you don't know what that goal is. Maybe you're not sure and you need some clarity, right? But anxiety is really saying, hey, we need to complete on some goal. Get moving, right? And so that's where you can really honor, ooh, and it's in the power center. So usually when it's in your power center, it's about you being able to express your unique gifts in the world, okay? So what we're looking at is, Colleen, what is your purpose work? Are you living your purpose work? And are you clear on what that is? And anxiety is saying, let's get going, okay? So if you can tell me, you can put the answer in there, and I'll take a look at that, All right? But that's really what's going on. And it, the supermoon is amplifying it, because it's bringing all of the shadow side of that to the surface all at once. So your power center chakra is like, ah, oh my God. Okay? All right. Okay. So that's that. Okay, so now let's just go ahead and see. All right, we have Michelle from Bismarck. I feel as though I'm having trouble getting myself out of the way and letting my higher self come through. What's blocking me, and what do I need to do to better connect with my higher self? Thanks so much, Crystal. Have an awesome day. So, Michelle, as I look into your system and I see your crown chakra and how it connects in with the higher self and how your higher self's wanting to drop down, your higher self's always wanting to move into your body. Imagine that it's hovering up above you like a balloon on a string. And when you start to do this deeper work, right, you're bringing more of that consciousness down. But where I'm seeing, Michelle, that it's getting stuck is your throat chakra. And the throat chakra is your clairaudience center. And it's also where you have the capacity to really manifest, like to claim to the world, to speak out what your dreams are, okay? And so the blockage there is coming from when you were around 2 years old, and what I'm seeing is someone around you that was frustrated with you, however you were expressing it, 2 years old. And I'm actually seeing them put their hand over your mouth. And when they put their hand over your mouth, it was like you couldn't get air, and it shocked you. So what I'm seeing is shock with full self-expression, okay? And so what it's done is it's kind of locked down that throat chakra, and it's not allowing your clairaudience to come in, okay? So I want you to work with what happened around that time, 2 years old, clear the emotional energy of shock, and what that brought up for you at that time, especially in that throat chakra. Okay. All right. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines now. Who's on the phone here? Oh my goodness, we have wonderful, wonderful people here calling. All right, so let's just go ahead. First, I want to go to Kelso in Indianapolis. Hello, hi, you're online.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, excellent. What's your question?
Carla. I don't know why it always shows up as Kelso, but it's Carla.
Carla, hi, Carla.
Hi. my brother passed away just over 3 years ago, and as a result of that, I had a skin condition develop, and I've been told it may be due to grief. I've been struggling to get rid of it, and it's pretty much gone away, but it still lingers. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Yeah, so let me just tell you where I'm actually experiencing the grief in your system, okay? The grief is actually connected into your root chakra, right? And what I'm seeing as grief is actually, it's disturbing how you feel safe or comfortable in your body or not. So let me ask you this. What did it feel like when you heard of that loss of your brother, and how is that affecting you feeling safe in your environment?
I really don't know. I mean, I guess, he's not there for me to depend upon. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, so if you depended upon him, that's the behavioral pattern you want to go into. The answer lies in there. So what that leads me to now is there's a part of you that was really reliant upon him to feel safe and secure. And that's not there anymore. And because that's not there anymore, your skin is acting out. And it's acting out as a defense, right? It's literally your skin is what is between you and the outer world. So you're fighting against what you're projecting as a scary world out there, and you're not safe. Okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to work on discovering and clearing that very pattern. When was it first that you started making your brother the one to rely on for safety and security? If you were to know, how old were you when you started relying on your brother?
I couldn't tell you. I really don't know.
Yeah, so when were you born? When was he born? Is he older than you or younger than you?
He was 2.5 years older than I.
Okay, so probably when you were born, you came out of the womb, and when you first started recognizing, oh, big brother, that's when you created that, okay? So there's a part of you that at whatever age between your birth, right, and when you actually started getting the sense of, oh, big brother, that whole idea of having a being there taking care of you or being present or whatever, however you interpreted it, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So what we need to have you do is go back to that time, literally when you were an infant, and the energy around that, and you're going to work with that part of you that made that belief. Remember I said there's a snapshot and a belief and emotional energy? At some point, and you just ask your higher self to take you to that time, where on your timeline did that first occur to you? My brother is my support system. I rely on my brother. Because what now needs to shift is that you actually rely upon your own higher self and your divine connection for that to be your support system. That equals safety for you. Because let me say this, our safety of our environment is really dependent upon how our capacity to intuit is. How sharp are we with our intuition? Because our guides many times will give us an indication, okay, it's time to get up and leave now. Okay, it's time to move to the next lane on the highway. And for me, I've had that personal experience. I was driving down in the desert in Palm Springs. My mom lives down there. I was driving from LA down to Palm Desert, and it's so dry there in the desert, right? But what had happened, and there had been rains, and I mean, it just poured down rain. And so there was these patches of water on the freeway. And we're talking a freeway that's five lanes wide. And as I was driving, I heard my intuition say, move over to the right lane now. I was like, oh my God, I'm moving over to the right lane now. Okay. I moved over to the right lane now. Not even within a minute, the next minute, there was a Camaro that had hit a water spot and slammed into the center divide, bounced back out, and bounced would have been right where I would have been at that time. Now, because I moved all the way over to the right lane, five lanes out, she only bounced out to the third lane. So it missed my car. So what I'm saying is your safety and your security is really based on living from that place of your recognition of your own higher self, intuition, and your guidance. And if you had inadvertently placed your brother somehow in that space of being reliant upon him, to whatever degree it showed up in your world, I'm not saying you idealized or idolized him. What I'm saying is, to whatever degree, the universe now is saying, no, we need you to strengthen your own connection with yourself, and it's time now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so let's go ahead now. And what I'd like to do is to go to Campbell, California. All right. Hello. Hi, it's Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. That was a brilliant, amazing, so moving, so informative intro you gave on emotions.
Oh, thank you very much for that feedback.
I've never heard anything like that before.
Okay. Oh, so good. I'm glad. New information. That's exciting.
Yeah. Put that way, structured that way. Well, I have I have this emotion stuck between my heart and my Adam's apple.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff going on with my body, too, but this, I think, is a key, is perhaps foundational to what's going on with the rest of my body.
Yeah. So have you tuned in to see what the emotion is?
I think it's sorrow. Well, I think there might be self-worth in there and also, you know, lack of, and also not doing my what I'm here to do on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's great grief about that.
Yes, yes. And actually, here's what I want to tell you is with that sense of grief is actually saying, okay, I'm missing something, right? There's something that's lost, right, that I need to find. You're wanting to recapture that feeling, right? Now, the feeling we know is when you're on purpose, and when you're being an offering, you're being of service. So there's this presupposition that, hey, I know myself. I know what my gifts are, and I'm going to offer them. And then you feel very good about who you know yourself to be, and that's what we interpret as confidence or strength or congruency, right? So what I'm feeling is that emotion that's actually trapped in between your heart and your throat is actually sadness,
yes.
Something of old that hasn't been let go of yet.
Okay?
Okay. So the sadness washes away the old. So the question is, if sadness is guiding you through the process of washing away the things that are ready to be set free, things that are going to release what's not useful, what's not supportive, what's not life-giving,
mm-hmm.
What is it that you've been holding on to that you haven't been willing to let go of? And do you know what that is?
I think it might be a smallness and a non-deservingness.
Yeah. So if there's a part of you that says, wait, we just need to stay small.
Yeah.
We just need, you know, you're not really worthy of doing that or being that or having that much energy or having that much power or having that much light. That little small persona is going to be the carrier of the sadness. And also the carrier of the fear.
Yes.
Much. Yeah? And so what we want to do is, remember I said that emotions gather many times in a little bundle, right? Okay? So it's cool because all of a sudden you get to be this, this explorer that's going in. So again, we've got sadness. That's given us some clues. And now we have fear.
Mm-hmm.
And fear is about honing in your senses. Fear is alerting you to pay attention. And fear is alerting you to pay attention to what's instinctual for you. Okay? So it says, hey, tap into your intuitive skills. So now we're getting really specific, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Welcoming fear is actually supporting you to hone your sensory skills and intuitive abilities and acuity, okay? So when you're in that place of fear, it's really saying, hey, you need to tune into your higher voice. Instead of scattering your energy,
Yeah. Instead
of not allowing life force in, it's saying, pay attention. Be that inner detective. seek out that presenting problem. And we've already found it. There's a part of you that doesn't feel worthy. There's a part of you that wants to play small. And she distracts you with physical ailments and issues because you're not strong enough then, are you?
Right. It's actually taking my body. It's actually making my body smaller.
Yeah. Yeah. When the emotions are internalized and held for so long, then you don't have the freedom, right? You get calcified. You get, you know, it's like, right? You can almost move your body and feel the emotional stagnation as a calcification.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to have all of us on the call. Let's go ahead and work on clearing the part of us that feels small, that doesn't feel allow us to feel worthy enough, that doesn't allow us to feel big and powerful and beautiful and vibrant and alive and clear. So what I want you to do is I want you to pull that part out. And everyone, pull your part out. It doesn't matter if it's an 80%er or if it's, you know, 25%. The part of you that doesn't feel worthy, that tries to play small, pull that part out and bring her in front of you and tell me what she looks like.
Kind of withered.
She's withered.
Yeah.
And so if you're just reporting on her and you get a sense of how strong or how weak is she?
Choosing to be weak.
And what does her hair look like? How is she standing?
Kind of slumped.
She's slumped over. Okay, got it. So you've pulled this part out. She feels unworthy. She's weak and withered. So this isn't the strength in which you're really wanting, obviously, to move into your purpose work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want you to do is I want you to scan her. What's the primary emotion that's present inside her?
So it just comes to my mind, sadness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear sadness out of her. Okay, and so everybody else on the call, find your primary emotion that your persona is carrying, that part of you that doesn't feel worthy, that plays small. What's the primary emotion? Okay, and now what we're going to do is we're going to see where it is. So where in her body is the sadness sitting?
I think heart.
And if you were to kind of zoom in there or feel into it, how is that sadness sitting in the heart? What's it look like or feel like?
Kind of hard and dark.
Okay. And so if it's hard like that, do you think we could use these little love light bombs and just give her relief by blasting that sadness out?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I think she's like, please help me, right? All right. So let's go ahead. And what we're going to do is our intention is to clear that sadness out of her heart. We're going to spin a vortex around her counterclockwise. And remember, everything that comes out of her is coming out of you, right? Because it's a part of you,
yeah.
Not you. So you take on your higher self position. I am now my higher self. And we're going to spin that vortex around her counterclockwise. And now what we're going to do is we're going to imagine little love light bombs. So we're calling on, I like Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. We're calling on the archangels. Put these little love light bombs around her heart. I want you to imagine your hands on a T-bar. We're going to count down from 3 to 0. And at 0, you're going to push that T-bar down. It's going to explode those love light bombs and just blasting out that sadness and give her relief. Okay? So everybody else, however you want to do it, you can vacuum it out, you can wash it away, however you want to clear it. Because this is hard, we're going to go for blasting it out with these little love light bombs, okay? All right, so let's count down. 3, 2, 1, 0, pushing it down, blasting out the sadness. blasting out the sadness. Let's go again, because there's more. 3, 2, 1, 0, blasting out the sadness. And also let's go into the throat. Okay. 3, 2, 1, 0, blasting out that sadness. Now, what I'd like to do now is just imagine going in and vacuuming out any residual sadness out of her. So literally a vacuum tube going into her, and the end of it, it's vacuuming down into that ball of light in the center of the earth. Let's go ahead and send all the emotional energy down there for transmutation. Transmuting, transmuting. And now let's replace it. What do you want to replace it with?
Joy.
Okay. So let's reconnect her to the divine, right? Because obviously at some moment in time on your timeline, she got disconnected. She lost her power, lost her recognition of the self. So however you want to imagine reconnecting her, sometimes it could be a beam of light or that golden grid, or just imagine a rainbow coming into her. Whatever you want, fill her up with joy. And as you fill her up with joy, you're going to start to see her change. She's going to start shifting right before your eyes. And you're going to be able to recognize, oh my goodness, she looks so differently. And as she starts to shift and change, I want you as the higher self to give her a new assignment, because her old assignment was protecting you by having you feel unworthy for some reason, right?
Right.
And so now you're filling her up with joy, letting it move through her entire being. Your body's actually being filled up with joy as well. And now, how can this energy support you in serving you to strengthen your body, mind, and your connection with your own intuitive skills such that you are guided to your purpose work and living it?
By putting joy in every cell, joy and love.
Yes. So just setting the intention on a daily basis, I'm aligning with my higher self. I'm calling forth joy. I'm allowing joy to be the fullest expression of me and my beingness, and I'm open to my intuitive gifts showing up. I'm open to that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is she looking now?
Standing straighter, and I think she's growing.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they literally start out like 5 or 6, and then they grow, and it's really beautiful. So I'm glad that you're totally on with intuiting this and witnessing it. So that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. So just allow her to just continue to grow and expand. And everybody else, give your energy a new assignment. You own your energy. So that's your power. You really took your power back. Now, there might be other personas in there, and you can just ask for them to reveal themselves to you. What other personas might be in the way of my purpose work? What other personas are keeping me locked into this experience of issues with my physical body?
Right.
And just do this exercise, okay?
Right.
This is my integrative soul technology process. It's a process that I put together, and we just did a short version of it here. But it's so powerful because you're really taking this program and this energy, and you are transmuting it, and you're giving it a new assignment. It works for you now, okay? So now bring that energy back in and merge with that energy, and imagine that energy now adjusting on all levels of your being. So your physical body down to the DNA, every single cell and muscle and fiber of your being is shifting according to this new truth. There's a golden beam of light as you merge and fully integrate with this energy. Everything goes all the way down to the spiritual DNA, your emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, financial, and social energy bodies and expressions are all shifting according to this new truth. This golden beam of light is moving through your past timeline, genealogical timelines, your past life timelines. Every single event is now shifting on your timelines. All of the old issues are now shifting and bringing in this new truth, this new light.
Wonderful.
Good. And now I want you to imagine the new neurological pathways forming, right? Remember we talked about those little neurons firing off the messages? New neurological pathways forming in your brain, your body, mind, your neurological system is shifting now according to this new truth. All of the old possibility and probability lines dismantling. So your whole future is now shifting. Brand new possibility and probability lines. Everything is readjusting to this new truth.
Good.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
You. You're brilliant. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, everybody. Let's go to the webcast now. And I want to just go ahead and see what other questions we have here. We have Nancy from San Diego. Hello, beautiful Crystal. I'm going through a great deal of change and would love to know how to interpret the pull of so-called negative victim type emotions. Sometimes it seems too difficult to simply choose the lighter emotions. Any suggestions are greatly appreciated. So again, Nancy, I think you got this sense and I'll tune into you. But again, you're kind of a detective. You really begin utilizing what I've put together with understanding emotions as a science. What is the primary emotion? So when you're saying victim type emotion, when it comes up, what's the primary emotion that you're feeling? Now what I'm feeling for you is actual disappointment. There's some kind of disappointment where I'm looking at it and it's in the power center. But it's deeper. It's in the intestines, right? For you, it's like this disappointment, not being able to process something, not being able to fully come into completion or to get rid of the stuff that isn't important, right? That stuff that's just in our space and in our lives, okay? For you in particularly, disappointment in your power center, and it goes down also into the sacral chakra, and it's affecting your intestines. So how you digest energy, information, food even, okay? So as I look in directly into the sacral chakra, and I'm seeing disappointment, I'm seeing like there's a stubborn energy that isn't letting you really set yourself free, okay? And so what's happening is you're allowed to go so far, and then it kind of caps you off, okay? This pattern was created about 17 years old. So what happened at 17 that all of a sudden you were capped off with your creativity, with your expression, with what you thought you could do or what you wanted to do with your life? Okay, that's where I want you to go into, all right? And all that old nonsense stuff, okay, emotional and otherwise, clear, clear, clear that, releasing and letting go. And you might even want to do, check with your doctor and see about doing like a colon cleanse, cleansing your intestines, and I mean really letting go, okay? All right. Okay. Oh, great. All right. So now what we're doing is we're going to Jean from Canada. Dear Bright Light Crystal, thank you. I'd love to know what's next for me. How can I make a difference and have abundance? Love, love, love. Okay. So Jean, when I'm looking in, I'm seeing the back heart chakra light up, and I'm seeing frustration in the back of your heart chakra, and I'm seeing that there was somebody that was, what it looks like it was like yelling at you or putting you down or talking behind your back, and there's a pattern there that's not allowing that flow of life force energy to fully come in, like literally is not coming in all the way, Okay? And so that blockage is a major blockage that you want to clear. So the emotion that's present in there for you is really this kind of shaming energy, all right? And so when you're experiencing that shame, if you look at shame, shame really is that indicator of how you monitor your values. And when someone was shaming you, they were placing their values on you, okay? So what old values or belief system needs to let go, that you need to let go of. And what I want you to work on is clearing the shame in the back heart chakra, clearing out the person or people or even the organization that shamed you. Go inside and really reevaluate what your standards are, what you stand for. Take a stand for. Okay? And just allow yourself to be in that place of like, hey, this is now what I believe. This is how I feel about myself. This is what reflects my value and my self-worth. Okay? Because shame really had you at some point unable to bear the pain of whatever was being stated or put upon you. It just didn't feel right. Okay? So what needs to be corrected? How can you begin to recognize your truth based upon your standards rather than someone else's? Okay? All right. Okay, good. Okay, we have Reg from Singapore. Hi, Crystal. What does my higher self want me to know at this moment? Thank you for all your work in helping people. So what I'm seeing is that what your higher self wants you to know is really open and expand your vision, okay? Because what I see is a beautiful beaming light that comes down. It's kind of a golden energy, but it has the sparkles of kind of a fuchsia color. And what's trying to come through is really, boom, opening and activating that third eye, the capacity for you to hold a vision and to bring that vision into fulfillment. So if you've been having visions, you want to make sure you get really clear. Which one do you want to follow? And then allow yourself to sit and be in that place of meditation and to clear any confusion. Confusion is your enemy right now, okay? All right. Okay, so clearing that. All right. So here we go. Debbie from Ontario says, hi, Crystal. My question is, how do we learn to sort and control our emotions when we've stuffed them for so much of our lives and they flood in like a crashing wave of confusion, particularly at a moment that's critical to stay focused? Right. Well, that's an excellent question. And I'm going to be discussing that, but let me give you a brief situation. When you get what I call sideswiped, and that's what I call it because, you know, it's like out of nowhere. Somebody could say something to you. Somebody could be really building up like a projection against you and a whole case against you, let's just say. And then all of a sudden you get to work and you're called into the office and all of a sudden, you know, you get sideswiped with this. You had no idea it was coming, right? Or someone picks a fight in the grocery line or something, like accuses you of something, and it feels like injustice in that moment, and you're just overwhelmed. What I do to the best of my ability, now I'm not 100% proficient with this, but because I've had years of learning how to ground my energy, bring my awareness inside my body, and really anchor that awareness and stay heart-centered, there's a space that I create between when something happens and my reaction to it. The first step is to get your higher self and your sensory acuity and your energetic system on board with you and your new intention. Your intention is to not be reactive, okay? So in that space where you're not reacting, what your plan is that you're going to be responsive. And you're going to be responsible. Okay? So when you're responsive and responsible rather than reactive, what you're doing is you're taking a stand for yourself and your truth. And that little decision, when someone is yelling at you or when someone has caused something or is accusing and your ego wants to get all wrapped up and reactive and it wants to defend itself because it thinks it's going to die if it doesn't defend itself. What you realize is that you're more than your ego and you're more than what's happening in that moment. So what I do is I already make that choice and I make sure I stay grounded all day long. And then I start to create space between me and the events around me. So it comes through as a pause, as a breath. And it comes through as, wow, look at what he's doing. Look at what he's saying. Wow, that's really interesting. So what I do is before I make judgment, before I become reactive, my response is a split second of, and it can be internally or externally, wow, that's interesting. That's it. Wow, that's interesting. Now, if you said, wow, that's interesting to someone who just attacked you or just accused you of something, it's going to buy you time and they're not going to get reactive and they're not going to get offensive. Okay? So, wow, that's interesting. It works. Okay, and then what you're going to do is, again, I'm feeling into my emotions. What's the primary emotion there? What is the indicator? What's it trying to tell me? And use the wisdom of the emotions to guide you and to get clarity. Sometimes you have to excuse yourself. And feel free to excuse yourself, to literally excuse yourself and walk away. Because if you can't communicate and speak to your emotions rather than from them, there's no use doing it. If you're in a persona or you're in some kind of ego stance, don't even say anything. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, excuse me, I got to go deal with my emotions right now. Excuse me, I need to take a break for a second. Excuse me, I need to ponder this for a moment. Can you give me a chance to get back with you? And you start training yourself. But first, wow, that's interesting, is sometimes the best thing that you can do. And it's all you can come up with in that moment, okay? But know that you're going to strengthen yourself, okay? Okay, Roxanne from Port of Spain. Hi, Crystal. I feel overwhelmed and anxious around people, and sometimes I wonder if I'm doing the meditation right. Okay, so what I want you to do is, in looking in that overwhelm and anxiety around people, if you're in that space of understanding again, what does anxiety tell you? Okay, what is it clearly wanting to express to you? Right? And so looking in that, you're saying, okay, again, anxiety is driving me to a conclusion. It's driving me to achieve something. What is it that it's trying to tell you specifically around when you're around other people? So it might be that it's trying to guide you and lead you to knowing your own power in the space of other people's energies, in the space of other people's emotions that are literally flying around the room. Because when you're with someone, you're not just with them, are you? You're with the whole collective of their subconscious tendencies, beliefs, emotional energies in their emotional body. And specifically, if you are within 3 feet of them, you are now included in their energetic housing. Okay? So what I feel for you is that you're really wanting to be guided to understanding who you are in the space of other people being around you. And where I'm seeing that that energy is that it's really in your throat chakra, and readjusting your attention. And your attention is going to be adjusted to who you are. Now, you may not know that as I see you. As I see you, I recognize that you have a lot of power and you have a lot of strength in bringing sensitivity to a space. And that's a gift, right? Because you're bringing compassion, you're bringing understanding, and you're having people really recognize who they are, right? It's safe. It's a safe environment that you create, okay? So part of that is learning that that's who you are. And instead of going into overwhelm, strengthen your boundaries and clear the anxiety and start to understand part of your gift is your sensitivity and bringing in understanding and compassion into a space where maybe there wasn't any or very little. All right? Okay, and don't worry about doing the meditation right. Your higher self is going to help you get better and better and better. Okay? All right, so Sandra from Belgium says, why is it that I always lose control over my emotions when I get angry? Okay, I had my chakras cleansed. So anger is about setting healthy boundaries. So if I were to look in, Sandra, look into your energetic housing boundary, what I would see is a big hole on the right-hand side of your aura, okay? And on that right-hand side of your aura, it's about at the between the waist and the heart center, okay? And so what that tells me, it's on the right-hand side of your aura. And the right-hand side of your aura has to do with the masculine side of you. So where does your masculine not feel empowered? And where does your masculine maybe even feel as if when it doesn't get its way or something doesn't go right, anger is appropriate, but clear heartfelt communication isn't? So your issue here that you're presenting to me is really your own masculine within doesn't rely on a clear, heartfelt communication as a successful method of getting its power channeled into a space. So in other words, it feels out of control. Okay? So your assignment is to go within to pull out your own masculine energy. Okay? I want you to go in, pull out your own masculine energy. And I want you to work with him. And I want you to start seeing where he's afraid of losing control and how you can really support him in understanding what the emotions mean. Okay? All right. Okay, Karen from Sherman Oaks says, have you heard about EFT? Absolutely, emotional freedom technique where you tap away issues. Can this somehow be employed with your teachings? The one thing that I have to say, I like EFT. The issue that I've seen with EFT as a multisensory intuitive speaking here now is that sometimes the emotional energy gets released from one area, but it stays either in your emotional body or it will linger in your energetic system and it will show up as a different problem. So it moves energy. But what I want you to do is take the next step. You must transmute the emotional energies and claim them for being neutralized and clear and fresh so that you can then choose what you want to turn that emotion into and where you want to replace it. If you move an emotional energy out of your power center, then you've got to replace the emotional energy in your power center. Otherwise, it leaves a big hole. And what will happen is that you'll go back by default. Okay? And then you say, do you teach classes on developing channeling? Yes. I have a program that's going to be starting. There's a call that's coming up that's going to be expressing that availability on Thursday morning. I think it's 8 o'clock Pacific time. And you can always go to my events page on my website and check that out. But what that's going to do is I'm going to be able to read you specifically and see how you specifically channel and flow energy. See, I don't believe that it's like, you know, one way of channeling, because what I see when I tune into someone, some people channel vertically, some people channel horizontally. Some people channel and they're more clairvoyant rather than clairaudient. So you need to know which clair you are, how you channel. Are you a perceiver that's using the masculine, or are you a perceiver using the feminine? And so I have a whole template and an intuitive assessment that you can fill out. So you can go to my website and you can see that event. It's called Awaken to Your Higher Self. So I think the event that's going to be, I'm going to be doing an interview. So you can go to my website, crystalhughes.com, crystelhughes.com, and that will have events that are upcoming. And or you can just email me at crystal@crystalhughes.com. And that's going to have you just request Awaken to Your Higher Self, and I can send you that information, okay? So if you don't know what the next step is, what you want to do is you want to learn how to create a very solid boundary, okay? So you need to know, yes, how to clear the energies, but how to replace them, how to set a strong boundary. Okay, and then you need to know how you actually channel energy and information, okay? All right. Oh, good. Oh, wow. Oh, so many people. Let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines, and let's just take a little bit here on the phone. All right, so let's just see here. So I'd like to go to Santa Rosa, California. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, I'm just like so many people. First, thank you. I'm like many people. I'd kind of like to know, like, where you see me now. What's next? What? You know, what would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. And so are you meeting with your purpose or specifically?
Yes.
Okay. So, and are you Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure, because sometimes they have a different name on the phone line.
I live in Richmond, but it started out in Santa Rosa.
It started out, okay, okay, got it. Okay, so let me just go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, wait, that's me.
Yeah, right, I know. I should say the number, you know, give people a heads up, but sometimes I just get rolling. All right, Nancy, so let me just check in with you now. So we're looking at this main archetypical energy that's coming into you, and actually what you might not know about yourself is you have a lot of the advocate archetype, which means that energy is going to come through where you feel like you want to be an advocate for something. So what do you feel called or pulled towards as an advocate?
Well, I've done a lot of advocacy work in the past, but right now I have just recently learned that what I want to do next, because I've been thinking about it for a long time and I've done a lot of work service-wise, social services, I want to start 3 orphanages, and I specifically want to start one in Africa, one in Cambodia, and one in Honduras, and I want this to be like working with children, teaching them metaphysical principles or law of attraction, and so that they can have the tools that they can decide what kind of life they want.
Yes.
But I don't know how that's going to start or look. I haven't worked for a year. I've just been working on myself and getting happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right on track, okay, Nancy? So let me tell you your three primary archetypes. You are the visionary. You are the advocate. And you actually have the spiritualist, okay? So the base that you had to learn was the advocate, and that's really the one that came forward first. And then what happened is that spiritualist and visionary started coming in. But now what you're moving into is you're moving into this next cycle of really collaborating. And what I'm feeling is in your power center, there's that fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a fear of like, well, who am I supposed to collaborate with? How am I supposed to do this? Okay, God, you gave me this, but what am I supposed to do with this vision? And
Right. Do I take a step forward, sideways? I mean, do I look what direction?
And
yes, so
just as you heard me saying, you know, there's certain ways we perceive, and there's certain when we're an intuitive, we have to understand whether we channel vertically or horizontally. And let me just go into that a little bit because it actually is what you need to know. Nancy, you channel a lot of energy vertically. But what you've been doing is you've been channeling in a way that is horizontal. Now, let me give you the distinctions. Horizontal, you work close-knit with other people. Vertically, you're the visionary that brings the download of the idea and you pass it off to the horizontals.
Okay.
You just went through a shift around the last 3 years. So something happened 3 years ago. You started a new cycle where you were shifting from working with as a horizontal to working as a vertical. Now, the power that you have is that you know how to work as a horizontal. You know how to get your, you know, bump elbows with people, to actually be in the trenches with them. But that's not where your energy is going. It would be too much for you now. Too overwhelming.
It was, and I got up and walked out of my job without another job. I was the director, and everything was going pretty well, but my inner guidance said, no more of this. And I'm like,
no,
what?
Because you're going into the cycle where you're the visionary. And so whereas before you were trained in the horizontal, you had to be, because you have to know who to call forth energetically. So let me just give you this as an example. For me personally, I started off as a horizontal, and I didn't have a clue that I was actually a visionary. I didn't have a clue that I was a vertical. And I, in fact, denied that I was a vertical. I was like, an intuitive? What? And so I first learned how to be a counselor and therapist and work in that way, one-on-one. And then when I shifted to actually opening up my visionary qualities, my vertical abilities, what happened is I was still using those qualities as a horizontal. And now what I do, Nancy, is I actually don't even do one-on-one anymore in person. What I do is I get on bigger platforms like this. I reach hundreds of people at one time, okay? And what happens is I attract horizontals, which are people that have platforms, and they invite me as the visionary to come on the platform, and they create the structure for me to be the visionary. What you need to do, Nancy, is first recognize and feel comfortable being the visionary and being the vertical, flowing energy vertically, and calling forth the horizontal platform. The universe is going to bring you that, but only if you recognize that that's what you need, and from a place of not feeling afraid that it's not going to come.
Right.
So what I want you to work on is a couple things. I want you to clear the fear in the power center, and everybody, let's do that now. I want you to imagine a vacuum tube going right into your power center and clearing out all the fear. It looks like a swampland in there, right? It's kind of murky. and green slime, and it's yucky. So we're going to clean that out. Everybody clean out your power center. Clean out any of the fear. I don't know how. How's this going to happen? What's going to happen to me? Because it's not feeling powerful as the creator self that you are. Okay? Clear, 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 and release that. Let it go down. And I want you to start aligning, Nancy, and everybody else, align with the power that you have as your higher self. Connect in, plug in, imagine literally a plug, like you would plug in your computer, plug in to your higher self, and start to ask that all of the resources, and you're doing it from a powerful place now, all of the resources are going to be provided for you. And Nancy, for you specifically, all the horizontals, okay? Calling all horizontals that align with this that may already have a platform in place. And maybe you're just going to be the visionary that actually communicates the strategy to the horizontals and they implement the strategy. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to be able to teach. That doesn't mean you're not going to be able to create, because I do see you creating the structure. I do see you creating the information and how it's presented. But
yes,
I see that you have a lot of little horizontals.
Yeah, I was writing this out. No, I won't be the teacher, but I will write the curriculum.
Yeah. So at some point you'll need to express the information and get them to get it. And so anyway, that's what you're doing. So now transmute all that fear, and let's go ahead now and replace it in your power center with clarity, trust, courage. Okay. And what you're going to do is on a daily basis, from this powerful place, I need you to get onto the golden grid. Have you ever heard me talk about the golden grid before?
Yeah.
Okay, get on the grid. And I want you to sound out this, you know, it's just your soul song, this message to the universe. Okay, I'm ready. I'm calling forth all the horizontals. I'm calling forth all the experiences. I want every single step to be 100% divinely guided. I want to live a 100% synchronistic life. And you call that out every single day, multiple times throughout the day. Be in that vibration of that happening and occurring. And go ahead and continue to make sure that you have all the information ready. Okay? Because what I'm seeing is now that you shifted this, things are going to start coming in energetically. And I want you to get on that grid and start calling forth all the people and imagine them gathering around you, okay? And literally, if you see them, like little orbs of light coming in. And you have as much as you can have ready to go. And Nancy, the other thing that you need to do is if you have a persona that is in any way doubtful about how synchronistic the universe is, that's the one I want you to work on, because I feel like she's about 30%. So pull that persona out and work on her and clear her, okay?
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Crystal. That was fantastic. I love that idea, too. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, and if anybody, obviously, if you know, if you already know for Nancy, if you get a hit, you know, feel free to send an email to crystal@crystalhughes.com, and let's just support Nancy. Maybe you're going to be the exact fit or that person that you know. Okay, everyone, all you beautiful bright lights, it's time for me to go. It's 1:44 here, and that's my favorite number, and I think that's my cue. I've stayed way over time, and I so appreciate our time together. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Come back, because we'll have plenty of these times available for you to ask your questions and to connect in. And so now, let's just go ahead and conclude with an exercise. We're going to go ahead now and just send down any and all residual energies, any of the vortexes that we placed around us in our space. I want you to clear that energy, all the residual energy, send it down. Send it down, transmute it. We always want to remember to take those vortexes down, transmute them. And again now, golden sun above your head, filling up your golden sun with all the fresh, pure, new energy, and filling up your body, filling up your body. Okay, much love, everybody. Bye-bye.